Over the past decade, almost a million people have immigrated to Israel from the former Soviet Union. These immigrants now make up almost one-sixth of Israel's population. Most are secular, and many are not considered Jewish by Israel's Orthodox rabbinate. As NPR's Anne Garrels reports, this huge influx is changing the character of Israel, raising questions about the country's identity, and intensifying tensions between the secular majority and its religious opponents.
The beachside city of Ashdod is one of the fastest-growing communities in Israel and home to many of the new Russian-speaking immigrants. It's as common to see store signs in Russian as in Hebrew. There are Russian video stores, Russian hair salons, Russian newspapers, and Russian radio stations. And much to the horror of the ultra-Orthodox, there are Russian delicatessens which sell pork sausages. Larissa, a Jewish immigrant from Russia, runs a shop whose shelves are stacked with wines from Georgia, candies from Moscow, red and black caviar, and the forbidden pork. She says these goods are comforting to the older immigrants who miss the taste of home. But she notices the kids don't yearn for Russian products and Russian TV. Like her own children, they quickly adopt Israeli ways, choosing falafel over sausage. But is being a good Israeli the same as being a true Jew? Orthodox rabbis like Avraham Ravitz, a member of parliament for the United Torah Judaism Party, don't think so.
We have a very big weakness by the secular today, which more and more of them don't identify themselves as Jewish, but as Israelis. So if you look on the numbers, you really have to think about it. It might influence the Israeli society.
This is one of the most divisive questions facing the 50-year-old state of Israel, and at the core of the debate is Israel's law of return. The law of return grants immigrants Israeli citizenship if they have a Jewish grandparent. This was meant as a countermeasure to Hitler, who sent Jews to gas chambers for being a quarter Jewish. One grandparent was enough. Many of the Russians have come here on that basis, and under Israeli law, they're allowed to bring their extended families, many of whom have no ties to Judaism at all. But once here, the Interior Ministry applies the standard of halakhic law, under which a Jew is only someone born to a Jewish mother. At present, those who are not defined by the Orthodox rabbinate as halakhically Jewish, some 250,000, cannot wed in Israel, as there is no recognized civil marriage, nor can they be buried alongside Jews. Thirty-four-year-old Yana Fire from St. Petersburg now manages the Eastern Pearl, a Russian bar in Ashdod. A stunning-looking woman with hoop earrings and revealing clothing, she's a stark contrast to the modestly attired ultra-Orthodox women. Both her parents are Jewish, but when she wished to marry, she had to travel to Cyprus because her husband's mother was a Russian Christian. If she once felt the sting of anti-Semitism in Russia, she says she now feels oppressed by religious authorities in Israel. 29-year-old Marina Bondarenko is the product of a mixed marriage. Her mother is a Belarusian Christian. Her father is Jewish. But after just 2 years in Israel, she's absorbed Jewish history, culture, and traditions. She speaks fluent Hebrew. She says she considers herself Jewish even if the rabbis don't. Her children won't be able to marry in Israel. That's a problem they'll face in the future. Perhaps, though, she says, things will change. Marina does not plan to go through conversion to be officially recognized as a Jew, largely because the only conversion recognized here requires a strict Orthodox form of religious observance she does not believe in. So two intertwined and explosive issues emerge: the arrival of more and more non-Jews and the diluting of the Israeli Jewish identity, as well as the arrival of Russian Jews who are distinctly secular. Again, Rabbi Avraham Ravitz.
The secular, a large percentage of them, they hate us. They don't like us as we look and as we behave and everything. They have so many things against the religious.
Leonid Krixunov is a non-religious Jew who emigrated from Russia 15 years ago. He argues the largely secular Russian Jews have shown themselves to be loyal Israelis, ready to defend the country, unlike the ultra-Orthodox who are granted exemptions from military service and receive a disproportionate amount of government assistance. He says the majority of this huge new wave of Russian immigrants has no sympathy for the strictly religious who wish to impose their own interpretation of Judaism on others.
Being very strict about which shoe you tie first, and the regulations of everyday life, like in the strictest of the armies, this is what people with a secular mind and with Russian origin, they would never accept it, because they don't want to come from one dictatorship to another kind of a dictatorship.
Ruth Baron has worked for years helping Russian-speaking immigrants settle in Israel. She believes it's been successful, especially for the younger immigrants. They've made an indelible mark on Israeli life, stimulating scientific and technical achievements and enhancing art and music. But she says given rigid Orthodox control over what it means to be Jewish, Israel has failed to find creative ways for Russian immigrants to realize their identity as Jews. She believes ruling rabbis have exacerbated the very problem they purport to try to prevent.
These are people that, after so many years of being uprooted from Judaism, I think they needed for their roots to be strengthened and the ties to the country to be strengthened, and a lot should have been invested in this. I think that we did not know to change laws fast enough. I think for those that wanted, and many wanted, to tie themselves with the country and with Judaism, the programs to enable them were not in the scope and were not in the pace that they should have been.
Far from easing the way into Judaism, Rabbi Ravitz says there should be a tightening of the rules, including the law of return. He and many others warn that with the Israeli Arabs, plus the influx of non-Jewish Russian immigrants, Israel risks losing its status as a Jewish state. He accuses the Jewish agency, which funds immigration, of cynically bringing non-Jews to Israel to fill its quota, justify its existence, and offset the long-term demographic trends that favor ultra-Orthodox Israelis over the secular who have much smaller families. Leonid Kriksunov sees this secular religious divide as a kind of civil war in the making.
The rift between us is so deep that you can't cross it. There is no common language, not only because of the Hebrew, because of the values.
On this, Rabbi Ravitz can agree.
Really the question, what are we doing with ourselves? Are we going to find a way to live together? I mean, between Jews. And which way? It's a big question mark.
These issues have been pushed to the sidelines because of the conflict with Palestinians. But once there is peace on that front, both sides anticipate there will be another blow-up, and this time it will be within Israel. Anne Gerrels, NPR News, Jerusalem.